As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Chris Hyman, Development Director, Senior Services of Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2021 again, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Been a while since we talked.
Yes.
How long have you been with Senior Services now?
I am actually on my 15th year with Senior Services.
Oh, really? Well, what did you do before that? You were still in grade school before that, right?
Exactly. You know, I started right out of college. No, it's a wonderful organization, and it's my retirement plan, so I'm here for a few more years anyway.
Now, let's get a little background here. How long has Senior Services operated in Wichita?
Senior Services has been around since 1968, so actually it's 1 month younger than I am, so we will have our 53rd anniversary in November.
And is it just Wichita, is just for Wichita?
Most programs are for people in Wichita city limits. Well, actually, our largest program, Meals on Wheels, is specific to Wichita city limits.
Right.
Our senior employment program, our four senior centers, and our roving pantry do work with people that are from outside the city limits.
Chris, do you have a mission statement at Meals on Wheels?
We do. Actually, the agency's mission statement is that Senior Services is dedicated to offering programs that allow older adults the opportunity to live quality lives while continuing to make a difference to the community.
Okay, that sounds good. How many employees do you have, Chris?
There are 38 of us, and half of us are part-time. We actually serve, on a normal year that's not a pandemic, we can serve upwards of 9,000 seniors from the 7 programs that we operate.
How many volunteers?
Well, prior to pandemic and the current situation we have right now with Meals on Wheels, we average about 200 dedicated Meals on Wheels volunteers, dedicated or routine and regular. 400 through the year. Sometimes we have volunteers that come in once or twice a year or for special projects or during inclement weather. Our senior centers also utilize volunteers, and that's probably about 300. And our employment program can have 3 or 4 volunteers helping in their office as well. So grand total, 500 to 600 regular volunteers that help support our programs every year.
Now, how is Senior Services funded, Chris?
Senior Services is a private, not-for-profit charity. A lot of people think of us as a government agency, but we're not. We do have government contracts to provide services to seniors that do come through the Department on Aging, but about 30% of our budget is made up by private fundraising.
You're probably best known, I would say you are best known, for Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
How does that program work? Describe the way it functions.
Meals on Wheels delivers a hot, nutritious noontime meal Monday through Friday to 950 homebound isolated seniors. In order to qualify for Meals on Wheels, you do need to be age 60 and older, and you have to be homebound. So just because you're 75 or 80 years old doesn't necessarily mean you would qualify for Meals on Wheels. The criteria is based on accessibility to, like, driving a car. We technically are clientele should not be driving at this point or able to get out of their homes and grocery shop or have a service that comes into the home and can provide that for them. While we don't base the program on income, typically our meals clientele are the lowest income level, the most isolated, the most at risk of state-funded nursing home placements.
How many people did you say you serve each day, Chris, for Meals on Wheels?
For Meals on Wheels, we serve 950 seniors.
Wow. Wow. Every day.
Every day. Well, about 75, I believe now it's 75 to 80 routes per day. And those routes are made up, they're all over the city. And they're made up of anywhere from as low as 10 to as high as 18 people on one route. So it takes the volunteer as little as an hour or less, up to an hour and a half, depending on the size of their route to deliver.
So what's on the menu? What kind? You say good meals, but specifically, what kind of food are you serving, Chris?
Oh gosh, they're hot meals typically, and as we get into cold weather months, we're seeing more of the soups, the casseroles, the kind of comfort foods that you think of. During the summer, we kind of do a blend of maybe cold sandwiches, salads. We're still serving a generation that likes their meat and threes, so they're meat and potato people. I know a couple weeks ago, they were really raving about the chicken enchilada casserole that they made, or a tacos, one of the two, or maybe both. I remember hearing how much they enjoyed that. We, at this point, don't do diet-specific meals. We don't do what they call a mechanical meal, which is soft process for people that have, like, strokes or difficulty swallowing. We're not doing that yet. We hope maybe in the future that will be something we can add. But we do follow dietary guidelines set by Department on Agriculture. We are reviewed just like a restaurant would be. We maintain an A rating in our kitchen. You know, all of the food is prepared on site. We don't contract with anyone to prepare that for us. So we employ a food service director, and I believe she has 5 staff members that come in faithfully at 4:30 to 5 o'clock each morning to cook 950 meals.
Where are you physically located now?
We are located in the Delano District at 200 South Walnut.
And did you get a new building? Were you building a new building at some time?
Actually, in the years of 2016 through 2018, we did host a capital campaign. We did raise money to build a brand new Meals on Wheels kitchen. We are located in the old St. George Orthodox Church.
Yeah.
And we've been in this location since 1991. We had a startup, a very generous startup gift given to us to begin a renovation. We took down the old church because it just wasn't, it would have cost us more to try to get it up to code and to remodel than it was to take it down. So we built a brand new Meals on Wheels kitchen, a social service area for the social service staff, and then a few new classrooms for our downtown senior center. Then the other side of the building, which was the old rec center when the church was here, that was completely renovated and remodeled.
Every now and then something happens and you can't deliver a Meals on Wheels. What do your clients do in that case?
We provide our clients with each month, especially right now with the potential of inclement weather. We provide them a what we call an emergency meal, which is typically a shelf-stable meal. It could be made up of crackers, you know, protein crackers, soups. At one point, we could get those little Dinty Moore shelf-stable meals, something they could keep on hand in the event we have to cancel meals. It's very, very rare that that will happen. Even 2 weeks ago when the water problem, we were able to pack up enough shelf stables and get those meals out that day, so we didn't have to cancel.
Of course, the idea is to bring meals to people who are shut-ins, but you are also sometimes, if not quite often, your people are the only folks that these clients are going to see, the only contact they will have with another human, right?
Absolutely. I think that's probably just as important as receiving that meal, is that face-to-face interaction. While there are other ways people can get meals delivered to their homes, no one offers that face-to-face contact, that safety check, to make sure that person's okay. And that's why that volunteer is so crucial. That's why they're the lifeblood of the program. Mm.
You're listening to Issues 2021 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Chris Hyman, Development Director, Senior Services of Wichita. Chris, how has the coronavirus pandemic impacted Meals on Wheels?
You know, in the early stages of the pandemic, we were incredibly blessed with people that just sort of came out of the woodwork, said, hey, I want to help, I want to do something, and we actually had an abundance of volunteers that were assisting with everything from packing meals in the volunteer area to taking them out on routes. And we were actually at a point for a very small amount of time where we were turning some people away or saying, you know, we will call you when you're needed. That kind of changed this summer in around June. There's been a number of reasons for that we are very short on volunteers. Biggest reason, things had started to open up again. Typically volunteers, a lot of our volunteers anyway, are newly retired individuals. They were able to travel this summer. They weren't able to do it last year. So they were taking extended vacations, going to see loved ones. Also, a number of individuals had put off elective surgeries or minor surgeries because of the pandemic. They rescheduled them this summer. So we are seeing a decline that continues into the fall. And it's typical this time of year for us to see our numbers drop anyway, because we're coming up on the holiday season and the winter months. Some days we have as many as 20 routes open without a volunteer connected to it.
Oh. So what do you do in that case? Just double up on the routes? And
we send our staff out, and we're limited on our staff. And now there's been reports of staff members taking three routes at a time, so that'd be up to 30 meals, different areas of town. Not something that we want to do unless we have to. It's kind of an emergency scenario. It puts a lot of stress and strain on our staff members who fall behind getting back here in enough time to do assessments, to get new people on the program, to do more volunteer recruitment. It's been a struggle since June. We were so blessed for so long through the early parts of the pandemic, but then when things started to open up and people are able to move about more freely, we did see the decline.
So right now at this point, you need some help, and if somebody's listening to us, that's right now, maybe they can give you a call, or what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact, because we do have to run we don't do criminal background checks, but we do run reviews on our applicants or volunteers. So walk-in is not good for our program. But if you are interested in volunteering, please visit our website, which is seniorservicesofwichita.org. Go to our programs and select Meals on Wheels. The bottom of the page, you'll see some information about volunteering and an online application you can fill out and submit. It will come directly to our Meals on Wheels program.
How has this pandemic impacted the day-to-day operation of senior services in general? I mean, you mentioned that some of your staff has they're got to do double or triple duties. That's one way. But what about other areas? How has it impacted other areas, Chris?
You know, it's been both a blessing and a challenge. We are very proud to say that we were deemed an essential service. We never missed delivering a meal during even the shutdown period last year, and we never had to lay anyone off because of our status and the meal status as being an essential service. Now, we did have to close our 4 senior centers for many months. They did not reopen until the 1st of April. What we're seeing now is struggles. People are a little scared about coming back and participating. So numbers really fluctuate with our senior centers. Our employment program also picked up, though, some more applicants, and their numbers are looking really good in terms of getting people placed into jobs for seniors that are age 55 and better. We also restarted our job club for the senior employment program, and that meets every Tuesday for people out there seeking employment. They go over all the different openings all across the city. Meals has felt probably the most strain from the pandemic, the most burnout, and then I think other programs are struggling just to keep people engaged and come up with ways to have big outings and events that are still safe because we still do serve a more vulnerable population.
Do you have a mask and or vaccination mandate or a policy for your workers and volunteers?
We don't. We had a mask mandate for many months. I believe we dropped that this summer, where it is still considered strongly encouraged, but it's not a requirement. At this point in time, we don't have a vaccine mandate. Again, we have been pretty fortunate not having any major breakouts. We haven't been in a situation where it's been a super spreader, which we're very grateful for considering how many people are involved with Meals on Wheels. So I think the agency and our board of directors are very open to changing as needed. So, in a couple months you could call me and it might be a different scenario.
Tell us about those senior centers. You say you have 4 of them.
Yes.
What do they do there? What activities are available there?
Oh, my gosh. Everything from yoga to pickleball to pool. Lots of educational opportunities. There's a few programs. Some of our centers are doing things like weight loss groups, line dancing. We are just sort of starting to open up now with more parties. They like their parties. I have one particular senior center that likes to celebrate Mardi Gras. They like to celebrate all the various holidays, and they do potlucks. So the thing the community doesn't probably always realize with the senior center is they think, well, it's just a place where they go drink coffee and play cards. And they do drink coffee and they do play cards, but they do so many other things that keep them engaged in the community, helps them form new friendships, particularly for people who maybe lost a spouse, keeps them active, keeps their mind going, keeps them educated on current affairs and current issues, especially as we get older, the Medicare, navigating through some of those systems that we have to do. They get that support for that. Basically, a senior center keeps people healthier longer and can keep them off of programs like Meals on Wheels and out-of-state funded nursing homes.
What we're seeing right now across the country is a help wanted signs are out, but a lot of people are just not finding anybody to come and go to work. What about your senior employment program? Anything there that you're seeing people going to work after they're a little more than usual?
You know, the population we work with in senior employment, I know their numbers because they report and tally their numbers every month of people that have utilized our service and have gotten job placement. So those tend to be, they've really picked up. At the beginning of the pandemic, I think people didn't want to work because of fear of contracting COVID. We heard a lot of that at the beginning stages, but they're back out now and they're looking for that employment. Now, senior services themselves, we've also had some challenges with key positions in our agency not being able to fill them. We most recently filled, about a month ago, we filled the food service director position for our kitchen in Meals on Wheels. That was vacant for maybe a month. I just recently hired a public relations coordinator. That was vacant for a month. But we have not had luck finding a volunteer coordinator. It's a part-time position in our Meals on Wheels program. That position is open, and that's a vital piece of the puzzle for their program, and that's also probably contributing to some of the stress and burnout that staff's feeling right now because that position isn't filled.
Hmm. What is the Roving Pantry?
Roving Pantry is a program for people age 60 and older who have difficulty shopping for themselves, grocery shopping. Maybe they're able to prepare a simple meal. Maybe they're able to cook a meal, like make tacos or something, but going to the grocery store because of arthritis or vision impairment, maybe some mild memory loss, that makes it more challenging. So the program actually takes orders over the phone. We place those orders. We have a great partnership with Dylan's, who also helps to provide funding for the program. We actually utilize their online ordering system because most of our clients either don't have a computer or don't know how to use it. So we order for them. We go pick those groceries up, and we deliver it to their homes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wonderful service.
What about...
And it's great to couple it with Meals on Wheels because if a client, you don't have to be a Meals client to be on the pantry, but if you utilize both services, then we're able to meet 100% of their nutritional needs.
Chris, do you have any special fundraising events, golf tournaments or anything like that?
Actually, we just completed a brand new event we called Picklepalooza, and that took place September 18th through September 24th. It was a festival concept that celebrated the sport of pickleball. So we had some community challenges. We had an open house here at Senior Services. We did have to cancel a private party that we were having at the Wichita Country Club because of COVID numbers rising at that time. But it's first year to hold the festival. We had a tremendous participation. We were able to be outside and enjoy nice weather at Chicken and Pickle. That week we held the festival, and we're looking forward to growing it for 2022.
You know, you mentioned Dylan's a while ago. Do other businesses around town support what you're doing there at Senior Services?
You know, we have a lot of different partnerships with many corporations. Many are Intrust Bank, our routine volunteers in Meals on Wheels. Different staff members take routes every week. Davis Moore Auto Group sends employees every single day to deliver meals. Our senior center all four of the senior centers work very closely with the healthcare community to do the education pieces that we provide for our people, and also just maybe to sponsor parties. So companies like Humana, numerous assisted living places like that.
Sounds like you're getting some good support. Thank you so much for being with us again. We'll talk to you maybe in a few weeks or a few months again, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
The guest is Chris Hyman, Development Director, Senior Services of Wichita. That's all for this edition of Issues 2021. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.